Good evening, everybody. Tonight we're going to continue in the halachas of Shal HaShulis. We're in Siman Reish Tadi Aleph. Tonight we are doing page Samech Ches. So we are up to Si'if Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, again, continuing in the halachas of Su'uda Shlishis of Shal HaShulis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Im Nimshcha Su'uda Sabokar Shagia Zman HaMincha. If you start having your Shabbos morning meal and it continues up until the Zman Mincha, again, very common for this time of the year where it's such a short day, Yafsik HaSu'uda V'yivarech Birch Samazim. So the best thing to do probably to be Yotzei Shal HaShulis is stop the meal, bench, and then wash again and have a motzi again, and that way you'll split the meal into two. And the reason that this is the most proper thing to do is that if you continue to eat the Shabbos morning meal and so late into the day to think that you're going to come back and have another meal afterwards is very likely going to be an achil agasa. And we learned yesterday that better not to eat Shal HaShulis than to have an achil agasa. So it's better to split this meal into two rather than to have an achil agasa. But then the Rama emphasizes, al mishi yodeh shef shalech alach sheisbal mincha imatzibur layasas the shlishis kodem mincha miyu masa yotza, that if a person knows that he will be able to eat another meal after mincha, so then he should not split the morning meal into two. He should wait till after mincha. But if he did split the morning meal into two, he's in fact yotzei two separate su'udos. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nidal, Yivarech Birch Samazon, Shulchan Aruch's suggestion of cutting your meal in the middle and benching, because la'achronim she'achakach yakum v'yelich ma'at bin a time. You can't just bench, wash, and then start eating again. You got to take a little walk at least in between. Otherwise, it's going to be brach she'en tzricha. V'nashar b'mkom l'yotzi yidei chavasan davik sudachas. The people who stay in one place, staying around the dining room table the whole time, and they don't even take a break, that's only one long meal where you just made a bunch of extra brachos in the middle. And Beis Yosef does not recommend publicizing to the rabbim that they have this option of splitting the meal into two, because you're not supposed to do that before Chatzos. You're only supposed to do that if the meal is extending late into the day past the Zman Mincha, and that's because you're not Yotzei Suda Shlishis before Chatzos. You're only Yotzei Suda Shlishis when it's after the Zman Mincha, so people aren't going to understand that. They're not going to know that. Ella Achila Gasa. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah is struggling with, wait a second, why is it more of an achila gasa if you finish this meal and come back to eat versus just continuing to eat right now? Continuing to eat right now is also an achila gasa. So he says, no, once you're in a zone, while you're still eating, to be able to eat more is not yet an achila gasa. But you finish eating, you take a break for a little bit, and then it settles and you feel really full, then it becomes an achila gasa to eat more. What about brach she'en tzricha by splitting the meal into two? He says, not a brach she'en tzricha, it's tzricha, because you need to be Yotzei Shal HaShulis. So that's called tzricha, in order to be Yotzei Shal HaShulis. Aval mi she'yodea, but if a person knows that he's going to be able to eat after mincha, haynu shem sha'er b'nafsho shelo tiyaz achilas achil gasa, meaning he knows that it's not going to be an achil gasa later on, so then better to eat achar she'espal mincha. V'afilu m'chal yom tov motzoi Shabbos, and even if yom tov is going to be a motzoi Shabbos, she'ev shalechol su'd shlishis, where you can't have Shal HaShulis late in the day, because you're not really supposed to be having big meals on Erev Yontif late in the day, just like you're not supposed to be having big meals on Erev Shabbos late into the day. So if Shabbos happens to be an Erev Yontif, you probably shouldn't be having a big Shal HaShulis late in the day. You don't have to have some big meal for Shal HaShulis, just have a kibetza, just have a challah roll, and that's it. And then your Yotzei Shal HaShulis lechatchila, it's perfectly fine, and it's not a big meal. So yesh, and that's better than splitting the morning meal into two. So yesh omrim to asur lasas kei mishum brach she'en tzricha, because there are those that hold that you're not supposed to split the morning meal into two because of brach she'en tzricha. Kasam magen Avram b'shem sefer chasid mishi yesh amazon shtei sudos mitzumtzamos. If a person has just enough food exactly for two meals, v'mi'echalkem l'shol sudos lo'yelo kol sudos l'sava, and if he splits it into three meals, he splits that quantity of food into three different portions, none of them are going to be kedei svia. Mutav shiochel shtei sudos l'saveh. Better to have two meals that are sufficient than three insufficient meals. But if the sudas haboker is lasting until after chatzos, then the two sufficient meals could turn into three, because you could split the daytime meal into two separate parts. Kmosh kasa b'siv zed. Because you will still be satiated by the time you finish eating. But I wouldn't delay my Shabbos morning meal so that I'll be able to split it and still be satiated, because it's mivatal on Shabbos to a certain degree by eating so late in the day. So you're going to want to eat earlier in the day, and that's the onik Shabbos is more important than getting a third meal in. That's the impression you get from the Mishnah Berurah. Now Sif Dalit. You don't need to say Kiddush at Shalosh Sudas, but you do need Lacha Mishnah. Says Ramavim, so it harbi pam b'Shabbos tzarich l'kol sudas shtei kikaros. If you have many different meals over the course of Shabbos, each meal you should have shtei kikaros. I was driving Rav Goldwicht to Woodmere from Washington Heights last week, and he said that Rav Shlomo Zalman was knowing that even at a shul Kiddush, he would take two pieces of cake to say mezonos on, that he would have Lacha Mishnah even on turaglach, two pieces of something, just to that no matter what, how many meals you have, even if it's extra meals, you always have shtei kikaros. But at the very least, for shalosh shudas, you should have one full challah roll. And he says, and the minig is that people are knowing to have just one challah, but really you should have two. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ein tzarich l'kaddish. You don't have to say Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas. What would that Kiddush be? After all, there's no text of Kiddush. It would be like the Kiddush on Shabbos day, where it's just Bar Pri Agafen. But you don't even have to do that. Meaning, you don't have to have wine at Shalosh Shudas. Because we equate the daytime to the nighttime of Shabbos. At nighttime, you only need one Kiddush of Shabbos. So at daytime, you only need one Kiddush of Shabbos. Aval, shtei kikaros tzarich, the kol sudos shadim soi b'yom Shabbos Shabbos. But you do need shtei kikaros, because all the sudos that a person eats over the course of Shabbos should be the same as each other. Now, even though we said that you don't need to say kiddush, the Rambam shita is that you are supposed to have yayin at shalosh shudas. We're going to see that soon. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yutes, pachos mikikar echad. You shouldn't have less than one kikar to be om shishi yored aman the kalechot shnei amarim umikol omer asu shtei kikaros, because on Friday two amarim came down and from each omer they were able to make two kikaros. Hare arba l'shnei amarim ochal echad be'erev Shabbos ve'echad be'lel Shabbos ve'echad be'boker. They ate one in erev Shabbos, one in lel Shabbos, and one in the morning. Hare nishal lo rak echad shal musud shlishis, meaning the idea of having only one loaf of bread for sudas shlishis has a makar. It's because when you cheshbin out how much mun they had left in the midbar, it would have been only one portion that they had left to have shalosh shudas. So it's not stam that shalosh shudas is not a series, so because it's not a series, you could have one and not two. No, it's based on a makor, because the source of the mun, they had only one left. Shalem v'mein lo dai b'prusa shikabeta. If you don't even have one shalem, then you can have a broken piece. So kanal b'sif aleph, as long as the size of a beta. The avkav mitzvah lach mishnah and lo mitzvah suda miyakiyim. Even though you didn't fulfill the lach mishnah, but at least you're mekayim mitzvah suda if you have a kabeta of bread. Likach shnayim v'chein roi linug lechadchila. Lechadchila the best is to take two chalas to have a lach mishnah. Ki asvar rishona yikar, because we pass on like the first day in Shulchan Aruch that it should really be lach mishnah, not just one loaf of bread. V'tov lahadu levarich al yayin. And it's best to be mahader, to be mevarich on yayin during suuda shlishis and sharetzion os yud aleph latzeis bezed dasa Rambam shesover kein, to be yotzei the shita of the Rambam who holds this way, that the Rambam writes in Perek Lamed halacha tes v'tzarech l'kba kol suuda mishlashdan alayayin, that all three of the sudos are supposed to be alayayin. So that's why Rav Shecht is makbid about this when he can be. When he was at my house for Shabbos and we we weren't having shul shalosh shudas at the time. It was just at the end of COVID. We hadn't resumed shalosh shudas yet. So I asked him, would you prefer wine for shalosh shudas? If you have. He tries to be makbid about that, to be yotzei the sheet of the Rambam. He would never ask for it, but he tries to be makbid if he can. If you don't have enough lechem mishnah for each person sitting around the table to have their own lechem mishnah, so the guy who does have a lechem mishnah should say the amotzi for everybody. And they should all have kavana to be yotzei with his bracha mishnah, so that everyone will be yotzei the inyan of lechem mishnah. Okay, moving on to sif hey. Tzaruch la'asos bepash. Shall the shudas really be with challah, with bread? And some say you can make it with any mazonos type of food, any type of chameshes mine dagan, any cake or whatever. Some say even meat or fish is good enough. Avalobeperos, but not peros. And then v'yeshomrim davilu beperos yachalasosa. That you can even have shalashudas with peros. Usvaru rishona ikur shetzarich lasosa bepas. But the first shita is the most. Is the primary shita, it should really be done with challah, with bread. Elim kenu sover biyoser, unless you mamish, you're so stuffed that you can't take it. Says Rama, O b'makom she'ef shalol lechol paskom erev pesach shchalios b'shabes shasol lechol pasach minchol k'dekalman milchus pesach. The other situation where you can't have bread for shalosh shudas is if erev pesach falls on Shabbos, because you can't have chametz anymore at that time. You're not allowed to have matzah on erev pesach, so then you have to rely on one of the other opinions as far as what you're allowed to have for shalosh. Let's see the Mishmur Sivkat and Chav Beis. Tzarech la'asos b'pas tekevin di'alfin yishalosh sudos mishalosh pamim mayom d'ksivi gabimon. Since we derive shalosh shudas at least in asmachta from the three times it says hayom in the parsha of the mon, tzarech la'asos b'pas. That's why we do it with bread. But really, you should make as many delicious foods as you can. V'yeshom shiochal la'asos b'kol. And some say you could do with any of the chameshes mini dagan. Ulkuli al mitzvah min amuvchar b'pas ush. Meaning the whole machlokas over here is what's good enough b'diavad. The last sif taught us what you're supposed to do l'chadchila, and that was machlokas, one loaf of bread or two loaves of bread, and we paskin two. That's about the l'chadchila. Over here it's about what you could be yotzei with b'diavad when it's not a l'chadchila situation. And the reason for this opinion that you could do mizonos, since people generally are not so hungry at shalosh shudas sagi b'achi, so that's good enough. And that's the same svara for all the other shitos that say that fish or meat or even peiros. Sha'asulo al kein yekayim also b'mini tigun sha'osim nimatzah ketusha o bas v'dagam o peiros. So what should you do on erev Pesach shchalios b'shabbos? So he says you can fry matzah meal, something in matzah meal, that as long as it's matzah meal that's fried, that's not a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. And basar v'dagim or peiros is also obviously not going to be a problem in Erev Pesach, so that's another way out. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach that suggests that maybe you could be yotzei with Divrei Torah, but that's not quoted in Hilchos Shalosh Shudas at all. Okay, so to review what we learned today, first we said that the Mechaber holds that if the Seudas HaBoker extends to Mincha time, you should split it into two and maybe with a walk in between, rather than risk Achila Gasa later on. The Ramah, while he seems to agree, but he puts more emphasis on encouraging a separate meal after mincha, unless it's mamish going to be an achil gasa. So they're both dealing with the same sensitivity that splitting a meal is better than achil gasa, but eating a meal later without achil gasa is better than splitting a meal. But the Rama emphasizes more trying to make sure that you're able to have a separate meal, whereas the Mechaber emphasizes more just don't do an achil gasa later on. If that means you have to split this meal, you'll split this meal. And the second thing we learned is that you don't need to say kiddush, although having wine fulfills the Shita Sarambam, but you should have lechadchila either lecha mishnah or one chalat machlokas. We pask in lecha mishnah, and then we had four opinions about what's good enough b'diavad. Any amount of bread is good enough b'diavad. Chameshes mine dagan, meat or fish, or even fruit. There's more room for leniency though on Erev Pesach, but even then it's best to fry something with matzah meal in order to be yotzei su'ud shlishis. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll finish up Simon Reish Sadi Aleph, and we'll begin Simon Reish Sadi Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.